You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Smith, two-time WNBA Phoenix Mercury champion, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTR Radio.
In our next segment now on Dishing and Swishing, the world of women's hoops, as we have our special playoff edition, I am very pleased to introduce you to the reigning and, in my opinion, second consecutive year, sixth player of the year, Dawana Bonner of the Phoenix Mercury joins us now. Hi, Dawana. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. First, let's just make sure, put everybody's mind at ease. How's the health? How you feeling? I mean, that was one of the nastiest hits that I have seen in a long time, just in terms of how it appeared to be.
I feel great. I recovered. So it was a hard hit. Took me a while to get my wind back from it. Definitely I feel great, and I'm ready for the playoffs.
Well, now this is getting to be old hat for you, right? You know, 2 years in the league, you know, you just go all the way and you win championships, right? That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy. We could just say it and do it, but it's definitely going to be tough. There's so many great teams. Everybody's playing well, and it's going to be a great playoff.
I wanted to congratulate you on this season. I mean, as I said, you were already sixth player of the year, had great year as a rookie. But to go up in every statistical category as you have this year and to have the additional pressure of becoming such a strong outside shooter, you've really added the three-point shot to your game this year.
Yeah, it's something I worked on overseas. Corey also helped me with it before I left, and that was one of my goals, to come back and become a little better outside shooter. I did a little bit in college, but when I got here, my main focus was play post, so he told me I was playing guard a little bit, and I definitely need to work on my three-point shot.
Well, it's definitely something that has come through strong. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Mercury team this year and its difference. Candace is here now, and Kara Braxton joined at the end of the season, and it's taken a while for the pieces to come together.
I think that's everybody around the league, not just our team. When you lose somebody like Kathy, that's a big piece of your organization. So, we definitely regained it by getting Candace, Kathy, and also Kara. So, we definitely getting it back, and I think our flow is going well with those two, and we finally getting together and picking it up as a team.
Now, your first round opponent is San Antonio. Can you talk a little bit about what you're anticipating out of them?
They're a quick team. They got Sophia Young, they got Becky Hammond, they got great shooters, great post play. We just got to come out and do what we always do, and that's run, push the ball, and rebound and defend. So we go out and do all those things. I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Now, having Diana Taurasi certainly helps cure a lot of ills, right?
Definitely. She's one of the best players in women's basketball right now, and to have her on your team is great. She's just a great leader, a great person. And when you have her on the court, you just feel at ease. That's what anybody, a coach or a player, she's a great teammate. So, I mean, when you have somebody like that, a back to ride like that, no worries.
Now, when I spoke to Tan Smith a couple weeks ago, she said that it was really nice having you on the team because she didn't have to take the thin jokes anymore. But she also told me that she expects you to fill out like she did. Now, one of the things that has made you so effective is the fact that you can guard people like Sue Bird on the perimeter while you're still playing at 6'4". That's amazing.
Yeah, Tandula always gives me with the damn jokes. I hope I feel like her. I think it will be great. I'm looking forward to gaining a little weight. But I use my height and my weight as my advantage to get to basketball. A lot easier for me to guard, Sue Bird with my length and Tamika Johnson. They're just quick. So I just try to use my length against her and somebody like Becky Hammond, who's a great shooter. Of course, they're going to score some baskets on me, but I just try to go out there and play hard.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck as you head through the playoffs, and maybe we will see that second consecutive championship on the Dawana Bonner resume. And certainly I think that this should be a fun series with you in San Antonio. something about the city of Phoenix and the city of San Antonio. You know, the Suns and the Spurs have had their moments, and you guys have certainly had yours.
Yeah, definitely, and I hope we come out on top like the Suns did.
Thank you very much, Duana, and good luck.
Thank you.
This is David Siegel, the host of the Dishin' and Swishin', the World of Women's Hoops radio show. You can find us each and every Wednesday on www.strradio.com. Thanks for following us here on Swish Appeal.